Hallelujah. Glory to your name. If you have your Bibles opened up to the 23rd verse of the 14th chapter, God is trying to get us in these last days, most importantly than ever before, is to live by faith and to walk by faith and to understand through faith and to see with faith and to hear through faith. God is trying to get us to understand this because things are going to get worse. But God said that he would bless us and that he would keep us. If you think about all the things you've already been through, God has already kept you. He's already provided for you. He's met needs. He's created miracles and he's created blessings for you that you, in other words, would not have had. So it says in the 23rd verse, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Amen. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, somebody say sea. They were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. Amen. You be of good cheer. It is I, but be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubts. Amen. We will not doubt God. Amen. We will believe God regardless of the circumstances and regardless of the trials or the situations that we go through. If you're looking at the 23rd verse, we notice that Jesus first went into the mountain to pray. We must first begin to pray again. We do not pray as we once prayed. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to pray for the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom of God. But it says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. Anytime you see water, water speaks of the Spirit or the Word of God, depending on what scripture it's in. And we see that the ship, we are the ship, whether you realize it or not, we are the ship, and we're in the middle of the sea, and we're being tossed back and forth by the waves. But the good thing about it is the same waves that you have the ability to see that you're sitting on has the same ability to deliver you. Just because it makes a tempest don't mean it can't set you free. So in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, apart from the storm, the ship, we're in the midst of the sea, and the wind was contrary, meaning that the wind was in front of them instead of behind them or beside them. A lot of times the troubles that we run into are right in front of us. We can't see them a lot of times, but they're still there. But the good thing about it is we have something to stand on. When we stand on the word of God, see, folks aren't standing on the word nowadays. We're standing on other men's words instead of what God has given us. We need to stand on this word, these principles that God has put down in our lives. And even though we're in the midst of the sea and we're in the midst of the storm, we still have abilities to praise God and to worship God and to stand. And it says, and in the fourth watch, I like the fourth watch, I like the word four, because it means that regardless of what's going on, there is always the ability that God can give you a creative miracle. You may be sick in your body, but God can create healing. You may not have the finances you need, but God can create your finances. You may not have peace in your mind, but God can create peace. Whatever that you need of in the fourth hour, God can create it. But you've got to be prayerful. You've got to always be praying. You've got to always be seeking the things of God. And I don't care how bad the storm gets. I don't care how high the waves get. As long as you depend and put your trust and your confidence in God, God will keep you. If you keep your mind stayed up on me, he said, I'll keep you in what? In perfect, a mature peace. Well, a mature peace that when troubles come, you don't get all flabbergasted or knocked off your boat or fallen into the sea, but you have the ability to stand knowing that, hey, you know what? It's a little rough out here, but I know my God is with me. You know, I'm not feeling good today, Sister Paula, but God is still with me. My bills need to be paid, but God is still with me. I got trouble in the front and trouble behind me and trouble above me, but I know one thing, my God is still with me. Because the Bible says, he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. So we got to do what? We've got to endure. So in the fourth watch, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. I like that because we see the God's presence. God's presence isn't because it's Jesus. God's presence is in the midst of the sea. Oh, see, God's presence is in the sea. Remember, where water represents the word of God. God's presence is in the midst of the sea. So Jesus was walking and standing on the presence of God. See, we think Jesus just was all this, but Jesus was because he stood on the word of God. He said, I stand on the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God or out of the mouth of my Father. Just like I'm telling you, you got to stand on the word. I got to stand on the word too. So when I walk in the midst of the sea, that means I'm standing in the presence of God and I'm walking on the same word that I'm telling you got to walk on. So my faith shall not be limited, but I shall believe God. I see the storms brewing. I see the waves raising, but it does not matter because I'm in the presence of God. When you keep yourself in the presence of God, it does not matter what's going on around you. You have power in you to withstand the enemy coming against you. When you have the presence of God in you and around you, it doesn't matter what comes your way. You look at it in a different light. You don't look at trouble as trouble, but you look at trouble as a blessing because every storm, their son. Behind every great storm, there's always a rainbow. So Jesus is walking on the sea in the presence of God, or being Jehovah Shammah. And you know, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. When you stand on the word of God, it's going to trouble other folks. And they say, it's the spirit. And they cried out for fear. Folks fear when you stand on the word of God. The devil, flesh fears when you stand on the word of God. Don't you know your own flesh fears when you stand on the word? It fears because now you're resisting and you're submitting yourself to the power of God. So they were fearful. Now they've been with Jesus all this time. You telling me you don't recognize Jesus? When we get ourselves all screwed up and caught up in our troubles and our trials, we can't recognize him. We need to be able to recognize Jesus at all times. Why wouldn't we? We know that Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is our savior. Jesus is our way maker. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our deliverer. Everything that we need is in Jesus. So in order to be able to get what we need from him, we've got to be able to see him. You can't see him if you allow your trials and your tribulations and your circumstances to separate your mindset and to change your principles that you have in God from being able to see him. You've got to be able to see through the storm. You have to say, well, now if you're in the driving in the midst of the storm, you have to tell yourself, well, I know it's better farther down the road. It's bad here, but it's got to get better. You have to convince yourself that it's going to get better. So as they cried out, it says, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. Have courage. God wants us to have courage. You got to have courage in your storms. You got to have courage in your trials. Well, what is courage? Courage is that gives you the ability. It's the word of God that manifests itself, that creates an atmosphere in your soul, that when trouble is all around you, you can look at it and say, you know what? Trouble ain't gonna last always. You can say to yourself, this too shall pass. You can say to yourself, I can look unto the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that my help cometh from the Lord. You can say these things in the midst of all your troubles, in the midst of all your agonies and all your pains, because you see Jesus. I want to be able to see Jesus at all times. He said, be of good cheer. Come on, fellas. He said, have some courage. Have some courage in the words that I've preached to you. Have some courage in the word that I've given you. Have some courage. Well, I got courage to know that God is a healer because he healed me. How many know that? How many know that if God can deliver you once, he can deliver you twice? If God can bless you once, he can bless you twice. So if we know this, why do we get all caught up and bent out of shape because things ain't going the way that we want them to go? Sometimes it takes a little bit longer in order for God to move the way he wants to move. But I guarantee you one thing, he always moves. Because if man's not faithful, God is always faithful. God always supplies the blessing to the need. So here they are out here. Jesus said, be of good cheer and don't be afraid. Don't get caught up in the situation. It's just a storm. It's just a storm. What does it say? Don't think it not strange the fiery trial that you are about to go through, as though it's some strange thing. Like you weren't accounted to go through it. Like you weren't going to have trouble. Like you weren't going to have some kind of trial. Like somebody wasn't going to persecute you. Like people weren't going to talk about you. Like people weren't going to try to be. Like you weren't going to go through nothing. Why do you think it's strange? But you have to have courage. And your courage ain't in yourself. It's in God. Faith is in God. Faith is in the Word. But I got news for you. If you don't study this Bible, if you don't read this Bible, if you got it riding around on the back window of your car, or you got it sitting on your nightstand and it's just open, just to be open, then you're going to miss something. You got to read what God wants you to read. Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me. Lord, if it's you, provide for me. Well, the word of God tells you that it is Jesus. It is him. And he will provide for us. But he wants us to have faith. Sister Metcalf, Brother Reynolds, they've been teaching in Job about how Job lost everything. Everything that was dear to him, he lost it. His children, his cattle, his sheep, his property, everything. Even lost his wife. Let's move on. He said, though he slay me, I will yet serve him or trust in him. Sometimes it feels like you being enslaved. Well, the Bible says you're like sheep for the slaughter. But you have to keep your confidence in God. We have to stop focusing so much on the storm and remember the word of God. And stand on the word of God. We're already standing on the word. Anytime you're standing on water, you're standing on the word. Jesus was telling them, look here. Peter got out there on the water and he was walking. You can walk on the water. As long as you stand on the word, you can see Jesus. When you stop standing on the word, you lose your insight. You lose your ability. You lose that you need to be able to see him in the tight places. See, when you stand on the word of God, you have the ability, like a telescope, you can see Jesus in places that you wouldn't normally see him. You can see him in your sickness. You can see him in your troubles. You can see him in your trials. You can see him in your situations. See, we don't want to think Jesus get involved with none of that stuff. But he does. He said the same things that I go through, you shall go through too. You're going to have to deal with it. They hated me. They're going to hate you. They persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. But we want to think it's something strange because we don't give our heart and lives to God. We know how to pray in tongues. We can do this and we can do that. And we think that it's supposed to be all over with. Baby, we only at the beginning. You haven't touched the tip of the iceberg. But I got news for you. If you stand on the waters, you can keep walking. So all of a sudden, Peter began to sink. Because he lost his vision. His vision began to fade before him. Because all he was focusing on now was the tempest. He was focusing on the waves. He was focusing. He allowed his mindset to change. To be transformed. We have to stay focused on the promise. You can't lose your vision in God. Whatever God has promised you, if you keep standing, he'll bring it to pass. But you got to keep standing. I know they done told you it's going to be easy. I got news for you. You can forget that. I ain't never found it to be easy. Sister Hart teased me sometimes. She said, Dennis, you remind me of Job. Sometimes I feel like Job. Because it seems like I get, as soon as I get rid of the boils, the house is burning. Put the fire out, there's a flood. Get the flood under control, the drain is stopped up. But I found out that in the midst of it all, if you keep your eyes up on him, there's a peace that'll be manifested in your soul that'll be perfection and maturity. And in the midst of it, you're going to lift up your hands. Lord God, I don't know why I'm going through this, but I praise you nevertheless. I don't know why I'm sick, Lord, but I'm going to praise you nevertheless. I don't know why I got all these troubles, but I'm going to praise you nevertheless. Because you realize that you're already standing on the water, and because you're standing on the strength of the water, you can see Jesus. But when you stop realizing that you're standing on solid foundation, then you begin to see. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to sink. I'm trying to hold on. The Bible says, hold fast to your profession of faith. I'm trying to hold on real quick. Not because I've come too far to give up, but because God promised me. And I believe in the promise. It gets rough and it gets tough, but you got to keep pressing on. I'm closing. He said, come, Peter. Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. It wasn't just the wind that was messing him up. It was what the wind was doing around him that screwed him up. See, the wind, what it did, it made the waves roll in different ways. You have to remember, they were fishermen. So they understood every way that the waves rolled. They knew that if the waves rolled in a certain way, that was the type of storm they were about to have. But because of the wind was boisterous at this time, how many ever saw that movie Perfect Storm? Where the storm was almost perfect. Winds came from every area. Winds came from above and from the north, the east, the south, the west, and created the perfect storm where they were caught up in the middle. Well, that's what happened. There was a perfect storm around him, and he couldn't understand it. Now he don't understand why what's going on. The waves aren't just coming from before me. They're not just coming from the side, but the waves are coming every which way. So when troubles come everywhere, when your finances are attacked, your body is attacked, your mind is attacked, your family is attacked, you're attacked on your job, when all these things come against you at one time, then you're in a boisterous storm, then you're in that perfect storm, and you're trying to figure out, I don't know which way to go, and I don't know what to do. Let me tell you what you do. You keep standing. Having done all else to stand, you keep standing, and you keep believing God, and you keep lifting up the name of your Lord, and you keep praising him, and you keep glorifying him. God will bring you through the storm. Hallelujah. But you have to keep your confidence in him. And then he began to sink and he cried, Lord, save me. I do that a lot. Save me, Lord. But he does. See, that's the good thing. He's always faithful. But Jesus said, Peter, oh, ye of little faith. What happened to your faith? You had the faith to walk out on the sea. You had the faith to walk on the water. What happened in between your walking? What happened was he lost his vision. He stopped being focused on the promise and focused on the problem. Remember that book, Pastor, I wrote, How Big Is Your God? You have to remind yourself how big your God is. He was already standing on this water. He was walking on the water. But because he focused on what was going on around him, he began to sink. But I got news for you. There's going to be times you're going to sink. But guess what? Jesus is going to be right there. He's not going to leave you. Said he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He'll be with you until the end. He's always there. We have to remind ourselves. But it doesn't do any good to remind yourself if you don't remind yourself according to this Bible. Only the word of God has the ability to create life in your spirit, in your mind, and in your soul. I'm ready to go on this morning. I'm not going to be moved. I told Lord, you got to help me, Jesus. You got to strengthen me. I can't do this by myself. I can't stand by myself, but I can stand in you, and I can make it through you, and I can do all things through you that strengthens me. God has enabled us to do some great things, so we've got to prepare ourselves. The storm ain't just started. It's been storming a long time. It's just got to the place where it's become a perfect storm. The winds have now ignited to create that perfect storm. And guess where you are? Right dab in the middle of it. But you know what? If you keep standing on the water, if you keep standing on the water, God will create an atmosphere around you that he can reach down and pull you up out and stop you from sinking. He can pull you out and stop you from hurting. He can pull you out and stop you from being in pain. He can pull you out and stop you from being in agony. He can pull you out and stop you from being in distress. He can pull you out and stop you from being sick. He can pull you out and put the blessings of God flow forth in your life. See, what we fail to realize is how you look at a situation is how you make it through it. That's why there's a warfare going on in our minds. The enemy wants to separate us from the power of God that's in our minds, the authority that God has given you. That's why the word of God says, let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind was that? To stand on the word regardless of the circumstance. When he knew they were going to kill him, he stood on the word. When they ripped his beard out, he stood on the word. When they beat the skin off his back, he stood on the word. When they put the crown of thorns on his head, he stood on the word. When they hung him on the cross, he still stood on the word. When he was in the garden crying, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass it from me, he decided it was better for him to keep standing on the word. But nevertheless, thy will be done and not mine. We have to stand on the word regardless of the trial, the circumstance, the situation, the pain, the distress, the distress. You have to stand on God's word. I got news for you. God ain't sitting up in heaven waiting to come down and bless you. God is sitting right here, right around us, ready to create what we have need of. But we got to believe God. We got to start to pray to create a corporate anointing so that the anointing will just destroy yokes of bondage, not just in our lives, but in all lives around us. It's time that the anointing begin to flow, that more people will start giving their heart and lives to God. Salvation is the key, and we got to tell them about the greatness and the power and the authority and the dominion and the very love of God. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can walk on the water. We can walk on the water and not sink. But you have to know your God. You have to know just how great your God is. And then you have to realize that he's in you. You have to realize that he's in you and that he's ready to do whatever it is you need him to do. But you have to create an atmosphere so that he can move. And it's so easy. The word of God is so simple. It said he inhabits praise. So if you praise him, you create an atmosphere. So if you got troubles, he'll invade your troubles. If you praise him, if you got sickness, he'll invade your sickness. Whatever it is you're going through, if you praise him, he will invade it. You know what? We just forgot. Jesus is like the children of Israel. He is an invading army. He is an invading army. He is ready to invade whatever circumstance you have in your life. To invade it. And you know what invaders do? They destroy everything that they come in contact with. Jesus is ready to destroy every circumstance that you're going through. But you got to create an atmosphere in your life that he can dwell in. And that he can flourish in. And that he can move in. You've got to do it. You can hear preaching till you get blue in the face. And prophecy till your ears begin to fall out. But until you do what the word of God tells you to do, you will never be and have what God has promised you. You've got to create that atmosphere. You've got to do it for yourself. I'm encouraged. I'm not encouraged by what I see. I'm not encouraged by what I hear. I'm not encouraged by what I feel. I'm not encouraged by what I've imagined. But I'm encouraged because of what the word of God has said. Amen. The word of God said, that's why I'm encouraged. That's why I can preach. That's why I can have encourage. That's why I can praise him. Because it's the word of God. Not because of what somebody told me, but because of what I know. You have to know what you know, that 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 you know. Every time a trial arises, you got to do what? No. Every time sickness arises, you got to what? No. Every time trouble's around you, you got to no. Every time you have financial deficits, you got to what? No. Every time you without peace in your mind, you got to no. Every time the enemy attacks you, you got to no. Every time they persecute you on your job, you got to no. Every time they tell you you can't make it, you got to no. You just got to no. When you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you got to no. When your body aches with pain, you got to no. When there's, I don't care, when there's seas and tempests and all kinds of stuff, you got to know that God is God and that he's standing there. And as long as you stand on the water and you stand on the word, the victory is not already yours. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to God, and you're already victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.